At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yesterday was the Super Bowl of love. It's the Brett Maga Show. I feel like every single woman in America, actually maybe everyone in America, except for me, so there's still hope in this world, was watching Love Island's finale. I have never seen a single second of Love Island. Thank God I still have my sanity.
You and me both, sir.
Thank God.
Yeah. Kevin, you know some stuff about it.
I know of the island. And I have family members who've watched it.
He knows the Thrilla in
Thrilla Villa.
He knows the Thrilla Villa.
But that's
what's the real Villa's nickname?
Casa Amor.
Casa Amor. Yeah. Okay. So I want to hear from our own bombshells. That's what they call the women who enter the island, right?
Something like that.
Right? So I want to hear from Hannah and AB because honestly, Kevin and I have to tune them off every single day. Like if I had a mute button, I would use it every day. Hannah and AB talk about this freaking show every day. And at one point, I asked them, how do you guys talk about this show every single day? Is it on every day? And they wrote and said back, yes, yes it is. 6 days a week, apparently.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
How? How is this show on 6 days a week? But last night was the finale where, correct me if I'm wrong, there is a winner of the show, but you're looking for love. How do you win a TV show, but also find love, and you win money for finding love? That is so confusing.
At the very end, when you find out who the winners are, they give the girl like an envelope and the guy an envelope, and they both open them. One of them has $100,000. One of them has $0. And the one that has the money gets to decide if they're going to split the money. Like, were you really here for love? Are you going to split the money? Or were you here for money? Are you going to keep it all?
It's like 10 grand after taxes. Like, yeah, fine,
yeah,
take it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not a lot
really
of money.
They really got to raise the bar for how popular this show is.
Yeah.
Like, the bucket only being 100 grand ain't nothing.
It needs to be like $1 million, and then you really see if you're in love or not.
Yeah.
For 100 grand after they tax it, you're like, hey, you want 20 grand or what? Like,
yeah.
Take it.
I agree with that.
I feel like if you haven't watched it, you're the only person who haven't watched it. So, AB hates spoilers, so this is your spoiler alert. If you haven't watched it, we're about to talk about it. Who won this thing?
Amaya and Brian were the couple that won.
Yes.
Amaya Papaya.
Do we like them?
I do. They were who I wanted to win.
Everyone was obsessed with the girl. So it was kind of like, it did not matter who she was going to end up with. To be honest, she was going to win the show. So it was very obvious. Okay.
So explain to me this show like I'm an idiot. So Amaya is the star of the show. She's dating multiple guys like The Bachelorette, or she's trying to, she just swinging in the villa?
Everybody is dating multiple people until they find someone who they believe they can couple up with, and then they both have to choose each other. So you kind of date around until you find someone who you really like have a connection with.
Okay, all I know is they all sleep in the same room.
They do.
Okay?
It's weird.
Do they all have sex in the same room?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I'm in. How do I sign
up
for this?
Yeah, literally. They do.
So then when they couple up, I guess, then they're permanently, or for the rest of their time, they're together.
Well, they're coupled up until there's another recoupling.
And the recoupling's random. So you're with your person until...
They're waiting the recoupling. So they don't choose it? So like all of a sudden...
They do. So like there can be a recoupling and you can couple up with the same person over and over and over again. But normally that's not how it works.
Yeah, you both have to pick each other. Oh. So usually one person wants out and just, you know, discover other opportunities. And so that's where the drama comes in.
So do we like... We liked Amaya Papaya?
Yeah, she was great. The guy she ended up with was the only guy that was ever nice to her. Everybody was so mean to her throughout the whole show. And I think that's why everybody was like surrounding her being like, Amaya needs to find love. And then she kind of finally did toward the end. And so everyone was so happy.
And that was Brian.
Yes, that was Brian.
Brian was the one guy that could handle her. Amaya was really misunderstood. She's one of those people where I personally feel like I would love her and be great, but you got to take her in like small doses. Like she's really loud and she's a lot and she talks a lot and sings and has the zoomies and all the things. But yeah, she found someone who like really suited her well and would do the zoomies with her and really appreciated her. So that's why everyone was really obsessed with
them. So then who got the money? Did they
both? Yeah, who did they give the cash to and say to split it?
He ended up getting the envelope with the $100,000 and he split it.
Well, of course, because Amaya was the queen.
I don't know that anyone in the history of Love Island has ever taken all the money.
I forgot that that was even a part of the show. Like I went to bed before I even figured out if they split the money or not, because really I didn't care.
Hmm. How do we feel about this season?
So I will
say, I feel like you guys were talking about how much you hated this season all the time. I ever heard you guys say this.
Just nothing will beat last season because all four couples that were in the finale were genuinely like such good, strong
last
couples,
season.
Like pretty much loved each other and they're all still together today. So it's been a year and they're all still together.
So they found love.
Yes.
Yeah. No, they did not, Kevin. They're on a reality TV show.
I don't.
They're still together a year later. They didn't find love.
I think out of the four couples this season, Amaya and Brian will probably be the only ones to date for a while and then eventually break up. But I think everybody else is probably broken up by now.
Yeah. AB and I actually agreed that this season was basically a flop because we feel like a lot of the cast were influencers and were in it solely for like the lore and the followers in those type of things instead of actually finding love. And I actually was really frustrated.
I hate to be the one who breaks to you. If you are joining Love Island to find love where they like do a bait and switch and then you all sleep in one room together,
I think some
you ain't
people,
looking for love.
I think some people
you ain't
are.
Looking for love. That is not how you find love.
Last
God
season,
right, last season it worked. I don't know. I just felt like there wasn't a lot of love in the villa this year. It was a lot of...
The craziest part of the finale for me was a couple. It was their final date, supposed to be all lovey-dovey. They end up breaking up. They get into a huge fight. They break up. And as they're in the middle of their breakup, a singer comes out to surprise them. Like a romantic singer.
Also, could you imagine
singing and they're just staring at each other?
Could you
like
imagine if they won? How awkward.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, that was the most real life thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
It was supposed to be romantic and then they broke up.
Big
not
flop.
Finding love for $100,000 and there's a winner of the love contest. Very confusing.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.